With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Nearly a week after deadly floods in Texas, scores of people are still believed to be missing. Search crews continue to scour miles along the Guadalupe River. In hard-hit Kerr County, Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker says the well-being of first responders is a priority.
We process it the best we can. We have professionals in place, our crisis intervention team. All the agencies have some members representing there.
Several hundred people gathered for a worship ceremony at a high school stadium last night to remember the at least 120 people who died in the flash floods. In southern New Mexico, crews are working to clear debris from streets and homes after monsoon rains triggered a flash flood there. A man and two children were killed when they were swept away. The U.S. is having its worst year for measles in more than three decades. Bob Agnew has that story.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. has had 1,288 cases since the beginning of the year. That's higher than 2019, when there were 1,274 cases, driven by 22 outbreaks over 12 months. 17 states have seen outbreaks so far this year. If things don't improve, experts fear the U.S. could lose its status as having eliminated measles. There are also large outbreaks of the vaccine-preventable disease in Mexico and Canada. Bob Agnew reporting.
Tariffs are getting personal for President Trump. He's singling out Brazil for import taxes of 50%, not for economic reasons, but because of Brazil's treatment of its former president, who is a friend of Donald Trump's. During a closed-door interview with members of Congress, President Biden's White House physician invoked his rights under the Fifth Amendment and refused to answer questions about Biden's health while he was in office in the White House. This is SRN News. The governor of Missouri has signed a batch of education laws.
Republican Mike Keogh put his signature on one particular measure that keeps Christian clubs and colleges and universities from being forced to allow people who are non-believers into leadership positions. Alliance Defending Freedom is cheering the legislation, saying, quote, "Universities should encourage freedom of speech and religion, not shut it down." That includes safeguarding the ability of belief-based student organizations to associate with those who align with the organization's mission. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital Los Angeles will be closing this month. It is the country's biggest public provider of sex change operations and hormone replacement therapies for children. In response to the Trump administration's threat to cut federal funds to places that perform such interventions on kids under 18, the center will close later this month. This is SRN News. A heat wave in Greece has sent temperatures into the triple digits, closing the Acropolis in Athens for a second day this week.
Hundreds of tourists gather at the entrance of the ancient Acropolis site, only to find it closed due to the punishing heat. A tourist from Australia was very disappointed, as his trip ends tomorrow.
I'm not able to see it, so it's not good.
Mandatory work breaks have remained in effect in parts of Greece, where temperatures also reached around 107 degrees Fahrenheit or higher, and fire risk warnings raised to the highest extreme level. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A tentative agreement has been reached between Philadelphia and its city workers' union. Nearly 10,000 workers walked off the job July 1st. The strike disrupted trash pickup and closed libraries. The deal still requires union approval, but trash collection is scheduled to resume on Monday. More details at srnnews.com.